You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. This is Kat Lee, and welcome to April the 26th. This month we're talking all about fuel. How can we make sure that we're giving our bodies the energy that they need to do the things that God has called us to do with excellence and with joy. And each day I'm sharing a very simple tip that can help you to make better choices that give your body the fuel that it needs. So today's tip is all about portion sizes. The cool thing here is that this doesn't need to feel restrictive. We don't need to eat a singular piece of potato chip or whatever. We simply need to notice our portion sizes and do something I like to call decision design, which basically is thinking ahead and making it easier to make better decisions. So what do I mean by that? Well, for example, when I have ice cream, because I do like ice cream, instead of getting the big mug and putting my ice cream in the big mug, I get the tiniest little mug that we have and I put ice cream in it. And I just pack it full. And I find a lot of joy in cramming as much ice cream as I can into my tiny little mug. And then I find that by the time I'm done with it, I typically don't want more. I give myself permission to get more. I can fill my mug again if I want to. But when I pack it full, which is very satisfying, and when I eat it, by the time I'm done, I'm good. And I simply managed my portion. I could have put the same amount into a big mug, and it would have been really hard to put the same amount in there, right? We kind of want to fill up the container that we have. The same can be true with a plate. If you are at a big potluck with lots of different options, get a small plate. You can go back as many times as you want. You're not restricting what you eat, but you're just designing your decisions to make it easier to make great choices. So some typical portion sizes are: a serving of protein is probably going to be about the size of your palm of your hand or a deck of cards. A serving of grains, so like rice, pasta, bread, should be about the size of your fist. A serving of vegetables is about the size of your cupped hand, so like if you make a little water cup with your hand, about that size. And a serving of fruit is about the size of a tennis ball. A serving of nuts or seeds is about the size of a golf ball. So those are just some general guidelines to go by. Obviously, I think if you're eating protein, if you're eating grains, particularly whole rice or brown rice or whole pasta or whole bread, or if you're eating vegetables, fruit, or nuts, I don't think those are the portions we need to be concerned about typically. At least for me, the portions I need to be concerned about are: what's a chip portion size? What's an ice cream portion size? And that's where we really need to pay attention, because when we go through the checkout line at the gas station or the grocery store, we might pick up a bag of chips and think that that is one serving. Surprise! Many times it is 3 servings. So another way that we can pay attention to our portion sizes is to notice what the package says and not assume that it's just one serving. If I'm eating chips, sometimes I will actually count out the number of chips according to the portion size. I can always go back for more, but by just paying attention to what I'm eating instead of eating mindlessly, I find that I'm satiated a lot faster than I might have been if I just sat down with a bag of chips. So just some things to consider. What are the portion sizes you're eating? How can you decision design to make it easier to eat correct portion sizes, and then pay attention to labels so that you're not mindlessly eating more than your body actually wants. All right, friends, if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you are not too late. You are right on time, and it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-Minute Morning is just to look at the calendar today. Plan a few of the most important things and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-Minute Morning Routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-Minute Morning Routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-Minute Morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-Minute Morning Kit, our 3x5 Morning Reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's G-O-O-D-I-E-S. Now, my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.